just a continuation of what Jody was saying. I had mentioned to her about 4 or 5 years ago. I thought she was 68, maybe 70 years old, but I never saw her. So someone said that she was 96. It's, on a certain level, it's appropriate that we don't have extensive eulogies during the month of Nisan as it applies to this particular tribute. Our sages feel enough to compare, but the Middle Ages tried to find a way of describing God Almighty. And they were in trouble because they realized that anything that they would do to try to describe who God is, we don't really know who God is, would actually be a disservice to God. When you try to describe something, you try to put it into some sort of category, you try to describe the Almighty, any adjective you use will fall short. So at a certain level, the Torah lived over 100 years, tried over a few minutes and 20 minutes and half an hour to describe that and to sum it up, would really be a disservice. So I thought I would just highlight a couple of qualities that somebody, myself, 5 years ago, comes from the outside, that you immediately notice about the Torah. And the first thing is that she was always smiling, and you already mentioned that, so it's not news to anybody here. You know, our Torah, our Holy Torah, has a number of warnings. Jews should heed their behavior lest they go into exile. And in one of the most unbelievable statements in the entire Torah, the Torah says that we'll go into exile because we did not serve God with simchah too late. We did not serve God with joy and good heart. It doesn't say that we'll go into exile because we transgressed this or that. It says that our overall attitude, our disposition towards life, is that which merits God's grace. And it's not specific observance of any given mitzvah or all important, but it's too late. It's a good heart. It's a simchat chayim, the joy of life. That was the first thing when I met Princess Atura, said, there's nothing to happen later. Good sense of humor as well. The Talmud says that Elijah the prophet was once confronted with the question of, who will get the world to come after 120 years, after 100 years? Who's going to merit going to the world to come, to the spiritual world? He said, those two guys down in the marketplace. So the specific rabbi in the Talmud, true story, went to meet these two guys and says, what do you do for a living? They said, we're comedians. We're jesters. We make people happy. Make sad people happy. And we bring peace between a man and a woman if they're having a quarrel. Our great commentator Rashi, on the spot, says, on the line where they say we're comedians, Rashi translates it differently. He says, we're happy people. We make sad people happy. The message being that in order to make somebody else truly happy, you have to have deep inside of you, you have to really be happy yourself. Anybody can tell one-liners, jokes. But somebody who's deep down very satisfied and happy, no matter what happens to them in their life, they exude joy, and that joy is contagious. And Ventura Israel was certainly a person who had that quality. I was trying to figure out, where did she get this happiness from? How did she get her youth? How did she retain her youth and her joy? There's another quality. And that is, she was very resilient, she was very eager, she was very energetic. Whenever you saw her, she would, of course, always inform me how old she was. Most recent, she told me she was 100. King David said, I don't wait for the morning to wake me up. I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning. And until the last several weeks of her life, when she, of course, faced the illness that she faced, she woke up in the morning. She was bubbly. She was resilient. She was full of energy. And that creates the simcha. That creates the joy. And that joy is something that you saw on her face. You saw the joy in the face of the people around her, and it was simply contagious. The tremendous qualities that we can all learn from. When you try to sum up the life of somebody and try to get a picture of who they were, you also want to not only contribute to them, but you want to know what you have. message for us that we have to try to incorporate that into our lives. And that means no matter what happens, come what may, certain joy, accept your fate, and what's happening to enjoy, you try to adjust. And I think that's a tremendous lesson for me. Our sages tell us that they were great teachers, they learned from all the teachers, but they learned from their students more than from anybody else. And as a person involved in pastoral care, as a rabbi, I look at my congregants, I look at these people, and I say, wow, what keeps them going? What energizes them? And I try to learn from my own life, from our congregants. And Ventura was a deeply tremendous life lesson about joy, about accepting life, and about keeping up the positive spirit come what may. And it was only the last several weeks that she wasn't able to fulfill that task. But the kavod, the honor that Rita gave her in those last several weeks and her grandchildren was also something to behold. The kavod, kibud avim, honoring parents. We know that the mitzvah of honoring parents does not just apply in their lifetime, it also continues out to their past. And this moment that we're standing here and we're paying tribute to Ventura is a moment for you, Rita, and for all the grandchildren of kibud avim, honoring your mother and your grandmother. And this mitzvah will continue over the course of years. We'll be recognized from Aldado, from the state of Kadish, and we'll be adhere to all the traditions that the Sephardic community will bear here. I want to thank you for giving me the honor of speaking to you today, being involved with your family, for getting to know your mother and grandmother.